Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Have you ever heard of people who claim to be holier than other people? Well, God kind of talks about this claim in an interesting passage from Isaiah. Let me read this to you. Isaiah chapter 65, beginning at verse 1. I'm going to read all the way through verse 5. So Isaiah chapter 65, starting at verse 1. God says this to his people. I was sought by those that did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourselves, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. The prophet Isaiah warned the people of Judah that they would be conquered by the Babylonians and then sent into exile. Many, indeed, most of those relocated out of Judah and into Babylon came to feel comfortable in the new land. When they were given the opportunity to return to the promised land, they refused. It was only a small number of the exiles, a remnant, who returned. Isaiah chapter 63 through 64 is the prayer of the remnant. It's voiced through the prophet Isaiah. It's one of the most beautiful and moving prayers in the Bible. Yet, this beautiful prayer does not seem to be representative of the heart of the Jewish exiles in Babylon. Because here God speaks to that heart, and it was a heart marked by a shallow repentance. God says, I was sought by those who did not ask for me. The Jewish exiles in Babylon were examples of those who did ask for the Lord, but they would not find him, because for the most part they sought God insincerely. Yet God promised that he would be found by those who did not seek him, namely the Gentiles. Now these were bold words indeed from Isaiah. And in some ancient commentaries, they thought that Isaiah was martyred by being sawn in two because of these words. The Apostle Paul later quoted this message in Romans chapter 10, verses 20 and 21, as being fulfilled in the gospel going to the Gentiles. God next said, I've stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people. It wasn't that the Lord had ignored the Jewish exiles in Babylon and others like them. No, he stretched out his hands all day long to them. Some of them responded to God's invitation, but most of them were a rebellious people. Matter of fact, God describes them here as those who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. This defines what it is to be a rebellious people. Simply, to walk in a way according to their own thoughts. To trust in our own wisdom, our own judgment, our own thinking, that is to be among the rebellious people. Now, this idea is repeated several different places in the Bible. The phrase in the book of Judges that characterized the wickedness of that age shows it. Judges chapter 17 and chapter 21 have this phrase, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. The book of Proverbs expresses the idea like this, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. That's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and chapter 16, verse 25. You see, to live according to their own thoughts may sound like freedom, but really it's bondage. God's solution to living according to our own thoughts is revealed in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that we should be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Next, God called them in Isaiah 65, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face. You see, the walk of these people expressed itself in the most offensive and unholy ways before the Lord. The people sacrificed in gardens to idols. They sat among the graves, breaking the commands against contact with the dead, such as in Numbers chapter 19, verse 11. They ate swine's flesh, and they drank the broth of abominable things. Each of these sins was grossly offensive to the Lord. It is tragic, but true, that walking according to our own thoughts usually ends up leading us to direct, blatant opposition to the Lord. To make it all worse, look at their attitude. Again, this is from Isaiah 65, where the Lord said that their thoughts were thinking like this: keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. They could say this even in the midst of their extreme sin before God. No wonder God considered such people as irritating to him as smoke in his nostrils. Therefore, judgment was promised to them in the following verses. Now, friends, you got to ask yourself this question. How could anyone think, I am holier than you, when they're steeped in the sins that are described in this passage? This is a dramatic display of the blindness that pride brings. They could say, I am holier than you, and they really meant it, because they were profoundly blind. I need to ask you, do you think of yourself as holier than other people? It's time for some sincere reflection. You might be the blind one yourself. Ask God to do some searching of heart in your life, and you can ask him to do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.